Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a 99 model. That means we're coming up on his 18th anniversary as a great member of our Brain Trust. Jeffrey is, he is the chief home officer, and that means, as you, as it very intuitively is, his title is means he works from home. He has been doing that now since he began his business way back in 89. And so we've asked him to, over the years, we've asked him to operate the worm cam for us out there on Main Street. Let us know what's going on, where the rubber really does meet the road. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Welcome
out here on the front lines, the suburban front lines.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So as in, my guest coming up after you is Barbara Weltman, and she's going to talk to us about some tax preparation things that we need to pay attention to. But that's a little bit different. That's on the outgoing side. Before you can file those returns, you've got to have some information coming in, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Have you had a W-2 from anybody else in the last 27 years, 28 years?
No W-2s. It's always
all
been 1099s all the way through.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, no, I stand corrected. I am an employee of Jeffrey D. Zabar.
Right, but you give yourself a W-2.
I give myself a W-2.
Yeah.
But, no, for what I do, my business is all 1099, which means I'm a contractor.
You're a contractor.
For those who may not know, I'm
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm a contractor to all different companies out there that I write, whether they're marketing materials or there's media like magazines, newspapers, and websites that I write for as well. So,
So 100% of his revenue, ladies and gentlemen, comes as personal services. That's what consultants and personal services people like that do.
Right.
And of course, if you didn't already know this, the record of their work and that is created in a multi-piece form, so to speak, if you remember those, and the company keeps the white copy, Jeff gets the yellow copy, and the IRS gets the blue copy.
There you go.
Right.
Exactly. So,
and so they're going to send you a 1099 telling you and the IRS and their accountant that this is what they paid you this last year.
Exactly. And in getting that, it gives me, you know, aside from getting in the habit every year, and this is not just about what I do, but I think a lot of, you know, people who want to really have a good tab on how their year went and how they can plan for the year ahead, whether for tax planning purposes, but really business planning purposes. You can see how you did when you get that. Nothing is more stark than when you get a 1099 from a client and it says you did $1,000 in work for them, or you did $50,000 in work for them, and
yeah,
you say, wow, you know, that's a lot, or that's not a lot. I thought
right,
I did
right.
more,
what
or
happened?
I thought I did less.
What happened? Don't they love me anymore?
Exactly. So it truly is an opportunity that you should take to go back. Now, I'll do the same thing. I go through my QuickBooks at the end of the year, and I'll compare year-end for, if I did work for Jim Blasingame, I'll compare year-end and look at how I did with you, and then I'll go back and look how I did with you the year
mm-hmm.
before, even though we
mm-hmm.
don't do business together, just as an example. And I'll go back and see if they're from multi-year
clients.
We've
done a little business before.
Yeah, well, we have. You're right.
You know, I made you take money.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, it's considering, you know, how much love we
down
have.
I tied you down and made you take it. And then, folks, I'm my tongue is only somewhat in my cheek.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's exactly right. And so your point, Jeff, and that I want you to spend a little time on is this is, you know, you might get those 1099s in and as many of us do and hand it to the accountant and said, okay, you know, you need to make sure this this gets reconciled against what the IRS is going to check, because they check these things, folks. If you don't already know this, if you're a newbie to this world, the IRS knows how much what that 1099 looks like before you know what it looks like.
Right, right.
And they're sitting there going, okay, when's Jeff going to reconcile this in his return?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, the season's over. Tax season's over. Jeff hasn't reconciled. Hey, right. Jeff, here's a letter.
Here's a letter. Where's that money? What do you have to show for that work you did for Jim?
That's exactly
right. Now, you know, in all fairness and all honesty, and we're speaking honestly here, of course, because we're talking about taxes. You know, everything I get is either a check or direct deposit. So everything I get from a client, and if I'm smart to, you know, I might, you know, can I hide?
No barter, no potatoes or chickens or anything like
that? No bartering, no cash. So, mm-hmm. You know, no, well, I mean, you know, well, there is no cash in my business, and occasionally I'll do some gratis work for people to help them out,
right,
and
right,
you might
right.
do some gratis work for me, but it's not in a barter sense. It's not
right.
like, you know,
right.
quid pro quo, as they
right.
say. But you know that, I mean, because everything I get is either check or direct deposit, you know, I assume that that person is writing that off, or not
right.
writing it off, but counting that as an expense on their end.
Yeah. So at the end of the year, though, one of the things I know you said you talked to me about was this is a time when you look at those not from a tax standpoint, but from a performance standpoint. How was the year? What does this tell me about those customers? Is it, oh, yeah, well, I know why I didn't do much with them. They closed up. Or wow, I didn't realize it was that much. What do I need to do to make sure they stay happy with me?
Exactly, exactly. And so we need to be on top of that, and we need to know, you know, what we've been doing, what we've done right, what we've done wrong. Have those clients, back to that point, have those clients who have fallen off, what, you know, why? Maybe do a little bit better outreach or look at the level of your work that you've done for them. I mean, a lot of times, you know. I mean, I have clients who I might do a couple of projects for and then they move on. And you typically have a good idea as to what happened. I've had them where I'm too expensive for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them where they figure they can do it better inside. I've had it where, you know, they touch their toe to the water and they appreciate it, but they want to do their own work, or they, you know,
this is a time when you receive a 1099 from a customer. That's not you touching them. That's them touching you. That's an excuse for you to go back to them and touch base with them. If nothing else, walk in with a copy of it, show it to them, and say thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
How can I do more of this?
and that's a big deal. I mean,
yeah.
And I had a meeting with somebody.
Hey, Jay-Z, I got to take a quick break. I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And?
.words.com.
That's the other one. 20 after. Right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.